The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
It's nice to see you rise. It's quite something, right, that we all come together and to practice loving kindness and support ourselves, to support other people, and form this community regularly. So I find it quite meaningful. So thank you. So I had been talking a little bit about the unconditional nature of loving kindness, you know, to be able to have goodwill for everybody. And there's different ways in which we can understand that, you know, not necessarily love as much as, which might not be appropriate, right, for everybody. So not so much love, which implies a certain amount of intimacy or some familiarity, but this idea of maybe we don't close our hearts. Maybe we have an open-hearted stance towards others. That's one way to think about loving kindness, is to have a certain amount of enough of a respect that we acknowledge and are open-hearted for all beings. And we could even say that part of meditation practice, part of mindfulness practice, and a certain part of concentration practice too, is to have this open-hearted, to have this warm-hearted stance approach to our experiences, as opposed to being pushing them away, I hate you, go away, I can't stand this, or as opposed to really grasping onto experiences or to objects. I need this in order to be happy. But instead, there can be an attitude of, we could say loving kindness, but maybe it feels a little bit more appropriate to use something like warm-heartedness or respect or openness for our experiences as well as for our beings. And so it's in that vein that I would like to share this poem that was written by the current U.S. Poet Laureate. Her name is Joy Harjo, and she's a Native American from the Muscogee Creek Nation. I hope I'm pronouncing that at least close to being correct. She was born in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and lives there right now. And when she was accepting being the poet laureate, she gave a little talk, of course, and she said this, quote, "I share this honor with ancestors and teachers who inspired in me a love of poetry, who taught that words are powerful and can make change when understanding appears impossible, and how time and timelessness can live together within a poem." I found that quite beautiful, about this idea that words are powerful and that they can make change when understanding appears impossible. And this idea that time and timelessness can appear together in a poem. So with that as an introduction, I'd like to read a poem by Joy Harjo. And for me, this felt like she was referring to loving kindness or practice, but you can see for yourself, what do you think about this? She, of course, is using different language than we might use, but see how this lands with you, what it evokes in you, how it touches you, or if it touches you, maybe it doesn't have to. There's no requirement that this evokes anything in particular. Here the invitation is just to listen and see what happens. I'm going to have a drink of water first here. Okay, this poem is called Praise the Rain. by Joy Harjo. Praise the rain, the seagull dive, the curl of plant, the raven talk. Praise the hurt, the house slack, the stand of trees, the dignity. Praise the dark, the moon cradle, the sky fall, the bear sleep. Praise the mist, the warrior name, the earth eclipse, the fired leap. Praise the backwards, upward sky, the baby cry, the spirit food. Praise canoe, the fish rush, the hole for frog, the upside down. Praise the day, the cloud cup, the mind flat. Forget it all. Praise crazy. Praise sad. Praise the path on which we are led. Praise the roads on earth and water. Praise the eater and the eaten. Praise beginnings. Praise the end. Praise the song and praise the singer. Praise the rain. It brings more rain. Praise the rain. It brings more rain. So we might add to this list for ourselves all these things that she's listening to praise. And maybe we'll use a different word than praise, or maybe praise feels like a nice word for you. This open-hearted appreciation or recognition, respect, whatever word feels right for you. In this poem, I appreciate very much the kind of the wide range of things that are being praised, as well as a little bit for me, I'll say kind of the jumbled up sense of things. So maybe we'll have an opportunity to talk about this more at the end, but right now I'd like to maybe hear from maybe two people before we go into this guided meditation. Just a little bit about what was that like to hear that poem, Praise the Rain? And if you'd like to say a few words, how it's related to loving kindness or not, maybe just say how, something that was evoked for you with that poem.
Hi, this is Voss. Washington State. What the ending evoked for me was compassion. And if you replace rain with compassion, if you invite compassion in, then it will bring more compassion. So it builds on itself. And that's how it felt to me.
Beautiful. Thank you, Waz.
Hi, this is Jenny in Dublin. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. It was beautiful. And it felt like it invoked the premise that everything is connected to everything else, that there is a piece that connects us to one another in so many different ways in the duality of, you know, the rain and the sun and the day and the night and the eater and the eaten and how we exist in all of that together. And we're doing it at the same time and sort of the magic that happens.
Beautiful. Thank you, Jenny. Okay, so maybe we'll take this with us into our meditation. We can talk about this a little bit more after our meditation, But I wanted to use it to kind of help set a mood or a tone. And then we can practice, cultivate, develop, build upon maybe some of this warm-hearted or connected compassion feeling. So let's begin by, maybe I should say, with that as an introduction, let's begin by just feeling into the felt experience. The felt experience of being here. What does it feel like to be here right now? You might feel obvious things like the sensations of the chair or the cushion against your body, the pressure. Maybe what's obvious are sounds in your area. Maybe what's obvious are some bodily sensations other than the pressure. Maybe there's an area of your body that's uncomfortable. Or maybe there's a sense of, just finally arrived here, made it through the day. And then just allowing the attention to rest on the sensations of breathing. Just feeling the movement of the abdomen or the chest, or feeling the air going in and out of the nose. Praise the breath. When you find that thoughts are taking you away from the sensations of breathing, just very simply, gently begin again with paying attention to the sensations of breathing. We're just allowing ourselves to be here now. you could play around with, explore? What would it be like to praise different experiences that you are having right now? And then to begin our more formal loving kindness practice, bring to mind a lovable being, this might be somebody who inspires you. It's easy to feel warm-heartedness towards and care, goodwill. Might be someone with whom you have a relationship with, an uncomplicated relationship in which warm-heartedness and love and care and respect naturally flows towards this individual. Some people like to use puppies, kittens, babies, little baby birds, chicks, all kinds of little creatures that make our hearts sing. And to bring this being to mind, and maybe feel into the body. Are there any experiences or sensations that are associated with this goodwill, benevolence, care, love, respect towards this lovable being? Maybe there's some warmth in the heart center, in the chest. Maybe there's some softness in the belly. Whatever it might be. And it's perfectly fine if there aren't any particular bodily sensations associated with bringing to mind the lovable being. That's perfectly fine. And then to support our intention of cultivating loving kindness, can repeat the phrases. And again, I'll point out that the language that's being used here is less important, the exact words, less important than the intention. So if any of these words don't feel quite right, you're welcome to modify them and use different words. With an encouragement to keep it simple. Keep it simple. I can say these phrases. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. Praise the rain, the seagull dive, the curl of plant, the raven talk. Praise the hurt. The house slack, the stand of trees, the dignity. Praise the dark, the moon cradle, the skyfall, the bear sleep. Praise the mist, the warrior name, the earth eclipse, the fired leap. Praise the backwards, upward sky, the baby cry, the spirit food. Praise canoe, the fish rush, the hole for frog. the upside down. Praise the day, the cloud cup, the mind flat, forget it all. Can maybe stay with the feeling of hearing those words or going back to saying the phrases, allowing yourself to dwell in the feeling of praising, sending goodwill, caring. Allowing the heart to reside there, allowing the mind to soften and slow down and spend time with caring, praising. What does it feel like in the body to dwell in this area of caring? Sometimes we might forget to include ourselves when we're cultivating loving kindness or considering the beauty of the universe. It can be helpful to intentionally cultivate loving kindness for ourselves. So building on this experience that we're creating together here, extending it perhaps, and somehow including ourselves. Maybe it's not extending, maybe it's turning toward, whatever it might be. So to support this, you can bring to mind either the felt experience of being here now, or an image of yourself. Any image of yourself you'd like. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. Praise crazy, praise sad, praise the path on which we are led. Praise the roads on earth and water. Praise the eater and the eaten. Praise beginnings. Praise the end. Praise the song and praise the singer. Praise the rain, it brings more rain. Praise the rain, it brings more rain. And then to end this meditation, feel the pressure of the chair or cushion against your body. Feel your feet on the ground. And when you're ready, you can gently open your eyes. So a little bit different way to practice loving kindness, using some poetry, some words from somebody else to maybe guide us in, direct us, support us for a feeling of open-heartedness. Not in the usual way. In the usual way, we practice loving kindness, but who says we have to practice in the usual way? So one way to kind of really integrate, I keep on using this word integrate when I describe this, but our practice and our understanding of it is to share it with others and to find our words that describe or somehow articulate what our experience is or what our thoughts are. Sometimes we don't know until we say them. So I'd like to put you into some small groups of three or four people, and you'll have an opportunity to discuss either that poem in general, the idea of praising the hole with the frog and praising the eater and the eaten and the crescent moon, or I'm not sure if it works, the word was crescent moon, but all these beautiful things in there. You could talk about the poem and how it affected you. It doesn't mean you don't have to like it. You can say, you know what, that was kind of weird and I wish you would just rather stick to the usual stuff or whatever. You know, a whole range of responses is perfectly fine. Or you can talk about in the poet, Joy Harjo, she talks about time and timelessness being together in poetry, or she talked about how words can help, language can help, even when we might feel like there isn't a way forward. So maybe you could talk about that. Or you could just talk about your experience. What was it like to be meditating together with us on Zoom? So I'd like to put you into some groups, and the person, let's see, the last letter that is on their little screen name there will go in alphabetical order by the last letter. So for right now, I'm seeing Jenny Drew. So W is the last letter of her name, for example. That person goes... No, I'm sorry. We'll go in alphabetical order. That's right. I'm trying to do the breakout rooms and talk at the same time, and sometimes it doesn't work so well. Okay. So we'll have about 12 minutes. To talk about this. And you don't need to say everything you know or everything about this in the first go around. Sometimes it can be helpful just to say a small bit, a few sentences, and then go around to the second person and the third person and fourth person, and then go around again and then in such sort of way that you're influenced by what you heard earlier, and maybe it reminds you of something new or you want to build on something that they said, but kind of... keeping the idea of a spiral so that everybody has a chance to speak. So again, it can be really nice to just keep it really brief at the beginning. Okay, have fun. Welcome back. Well, let's see, there's some of you, not everybody's back, I don't think. Yeah, here they, I think that there's a few seconds. Yeah, some people come earlier than others. Okay, so I wasn't so great with the timing, so we don't have a lot of time before the end here, but I would love to hear a little bit, what was that like, the small group, or it's a little bit different way of doing loving kindness practice, whatever you'd like to share. I see some of you are smiling. That's a good sign. Michael, I see you have your hand up.
I just wanted to share that I was really grateful that you wove in the poetry. I thought it was really beautiful, and it was very refreshing, and I think it was good for my practice. So thank you, deep bows.
Thank you, Michael. Yes.
I'll share. This is Wendy. It was a beautiful practice, Diana. I'm so happy you included the poem. It was very visual for me, and my heart was very open and extremely emotional tonight. We had an amazing breakout group, I have two family members and a friend on here tonight, and we all live kind of far apart, and it was just so beautiful to be connecting in this way and meditating and you know, hearing you guide us this evening. So thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome, Wendy. How lovely that you're meeting family and friends on Zoom doing happy hour. I think that's fantastic. I love it. Thank you for sharing that. Abraham.
Yeah, it was a very unique way to do loving kindness. And I guess what I got out of that poem was, practice, we can think practice is just this old pattern and just this way and that way, but you know, life throws us curveballs all the time, and that poem was all about curveballs. No matter what comes at you, can you appreciate it? And I really like that about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you, Abraham. Kind of like expand our ideas of practice and curveballs. Yes, Jeannie. Or Jean, or Jean's iPhone. So, yes. Can you unmute yourself, or would you like me to unmute you? Here we go. I think I'm unmuting you. Nope.
Hello.
Yep, there we go.
Okay. The poem was very lovely, and I want to thank my Yaya Wendy for inviting me, and Yaya Deb too. That poem spoke to me in the duality of sorrow and joy and how it's melded together and how we can hold that in our heart. And that really spoke to me tonight. So it made my heart swell. So thank you.
Thank you, Jean. That's a nice expression, making your heart just swell. I like that. Thank you. Thank you. Maybe one last one before we call it an evening. Somebody else? Nope, that's my phone. Judy, I see that you're unmuted. Is that intentional? Do you want to say something?
Well, I thought of saying something. There was a lot of appreciation expressed in my small group, and it felt so right and so real to be in that space.
Nice. Thank you. Thank you.
I'll just say thank you so much, Diana. It was really beautiful. This is the first time I've joined your group here. And I loved your poem, and it was beautiful. And I liked the breakout group was really nice too. And it was really nice to be able to meet some new people, some very lovely people. So, and to see my sister and to see my cousin Jeannie too.
That's fantastic.
So thank you so much for that.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Yeah, it turns out that there are actually a lot of wonderful people, right? And sometimes, if you just pay attention to the news, that doesn't highlight the wonderfulness of people. But sometimes when we get in small groups, we find the beauty and the wisdom that all of us have. So with a deep bow of appreciation, and now I will unmute us all, so that we, in an unruly way, can say goodbye and wish everybody a good rest of the evening. So, bye.
Bye.
Namaste. Thank you so much, Diana.
Namaste. Yes, you're welcome.
Thank you.
You're
welcome.
Thank you.
Lovely to see you all.
Thank you. Good night.
Yeah. Good night.
Ay, 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 ay,
thank you, Diana.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Groove.
Thank you.
Bye, Abraham.
Yes, bye, Trudy. Bye, Trudy.
Bye, everyone. It was lovely.
We got new friends, Trudy.
That's right.
Nice.
It was lovely. Just a lovely evening. Thank you.
Oh, good. I'm happy to hear that.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye.